2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock. Today is Wednesday. It's the 20th day, Inauguration Day, January 20th. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown 23 degrees, and we go to ABC News for live coverage of the inauguration of Joe Biden.
The inauguration of Joe Biden, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
We're waiting for ABC to begin coverage of what's happening in Washington, so we'll continue to follow it. President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration day has arrived. ABC News presidential historian Mark Updegrove on the importance of the inaugural address.
It is the overture of your administration, and you have the entire nation and world watching you at that moment. So you are setting the tone for what is to come in the next 4 years.
Security is extremely tight in Washington, D.C. this morning as we approach the inauguration.
This morning, all of the security is in place, layer after layer of fencing, the National Guard shoulder to shoulder between those layers of fencing, federal agents everywhere. All of the worries over the past 2 weeks since the Capitol riot, shutting down the National Mall, doing everything possible to secure this area. The message went out, do not come to Washington. Today is a big test. So far, the streets are quiet.
That's ABC's Alex Stone reporting.
Do we have live coverage now?
We do not yet, no.
We do not, forgive me. Continuing our coverage here on KSL News Radio, President Trump's approval rating has dropped in Utah as he leaves office today. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
All right. We'll hope to make contact with Mary Richards in just a moment. As President Trump leaves the Oval Office, he also might find some pushback if he tries to return to Hollywood.
Before becoming president, Donald Trump hosted The Apprentice and was in other TV shows and movies. Now his ability to get back into showbiz may be in peril. The Screen Actors Guild says Trump may be stripped of his SAG card. The SAG-AFTRA board has voted overwhelmingly to say there's probable cause he violated its guidelines for membership. This for Trump's role in the Capitol riot on January 6th. Losing SAG membership doesn't disqualify anyone from performing, but most major productions do abide by union contracts and hire only union actors. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Utah Representative Chris Stewart says he has been exposed to COVID-19 and announced he will not attend today's presidential inauguration. Stewart was exposed just before his flight to Washington, D.C., and he began experiencing symptoms. His spokesperson says he had every intention of attending the inauguration to show unity, but now he will stay home.
Here at home, Utah Governor Spencer Cox says his administration will focus on six key priorities in their first 500 days. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, it's all part of Governor Cox's 12-page One Utah Roadmap. He says the six priorities he'll focus on reflect pledges that he made during his recent campaign. Those six areas are economic advancement, education, rural affairs, health, equality and opportunity, and government efficiency and modernization. Some of the specifics in the economic advancement category include eliminating Social Security taxes for some lower-income Utahns and growing the state's rainy day funds to $1 billion. While for education, he's advocating for the state school board members to now be appointed by the governor rather than elected. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A Chinese billionaire who hadn't been seen in public for months after criticizing the Chinese government has made a reappearance.
After months of intense speculation over his whereabouts, Jack Ma is back in the public eye. The Alibaba founder made his first appearance since November on Wednesday morning, addressing an online forum for rural teachers. Rumors swelled after he missed the recording of a television show on which he was a judge. Media reports linking his alleged disappearance to a speech he made back in October that was critical of China's banking system. The speech riled Chinese regulators, resulting in the suspension of a $37 billion IPO of Alibaba's Ant Group fintech arm. The news of his public resurfacing drove Alibaba's stock up more than 8% in Hong Kong. Britt Clinett, ABC News, Hong Kong.
I want to go back to our Mary Richards. President Trump's approval rating has dropped here in Utah as he leaves office today. Mary continues to take a look at that this morning for us live. Mary?
Tim, he won Utah with 58% of the vote in November, winning all of our electoral votes. This new survey and poll shows that his approval rating is now 49% in Utah, down from the mid-50s for the past year. Utah Republicans still think highly of him, though, when you look at that part of the poll. It's from the Deseret News and Hinckley Institute of Politics. They found 41% of Utahns feel there was some fraud in the last presidential election. 10% weren't sure. Half of Utahns also say President Trump bears some responsibility for the Capitol riots on January 6th. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.